called Colors, C-O-L-O-U-R-S, the single version. Third song on the set was a band I really like. It always piques my curiosity because I seem to like everything that I find from them. They're Low Cut Connie. They had a record in 2015 called Hi Honey. And that was Diane, open parentheses, don't point that thing at me, close parentheses, from 2015. And our own Randy Black in 1992 had a great record called A Man Carrying a Bag. That was Eileen. All right, I've got something brand new from our friend Dave Charles in collaboration with Corin Ashley. Brand new single from those two great Boston artists. This one is called Sideways at WMFO.
Thank you. one more time again. I'm glad that we're both sober, 'cause there's a chance that you might be my friend. Maybe a million times I've said it all and never even used a single word. Can't you just give a sign and let me know? I feel as if my love is on the
King. Doctor, my Luther.
Did you see the doctor?
still care. But this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. Yes, this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. There are people in this town that try to put me down. They say I don't give a damn. People in this town that try to put me down are the people in the town that could never understand a black man. Don't take it no more.
Okay. Avast ye, homeowners! Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results!
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted!
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 10:22 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'm going to be here till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women will be here in the person of Ryan Doyen, who's sitting in for the ladies today at 11. So don't miss it. Stick around. Again, Something About the Women with Ryan today at 11. All right, let me tell you what happened in that last set. Started off with just a banger from a collaboration between Dave Charles and Corin Ashley, two Boston fantastic artists. Brand new collaboration from them called Sideways. Then Speed Fossil, Boston's own Speed Fossil, from their brand new record called No Anesthesia. That was The Verge, and they just put out a brand new video for that track as well. And Speed Fossil is going to be here in person playing live, full band, on September 24th. So again, a great record, No Anesthesia, that was The Verge from Speed Fossil. Great track from Phil Lynott. In 2004, he had a record called Solo in Soho. I see what he did there. Ode to a Black Man was that one. Just a great, great track. Very interesting. Fourth song of the set was by an artist called Betty Davis. Davis, meaning like Mrs. Miles Davis. She was married to him for just a couple of years. I remember reading four, maybe. But anyway, that was the title track from her 2016 record called They Say I'm Different. Again, Betty Davis, Mrs. Miles Davis for a little while. And Boston's own Sarah Levesque. Just wonderful, wonderful stuff from her and the band, from the brand new record that came out in 2020 called Moments of Silver. That was Dead Center. Head on. All right. I've got new noise from a band from Maine called Tiger Bomb. This is direct from the artist. Linda just sent it to me this week. This is brand new from them. It's new noise. It's called Call on Me. Tiger Bomb, WMFO.
Call me when Jennifer dates a man in a 60s cover band. He's the S-Dog, Gershon, if you wish. She's 18, he's 31. She's a rich girl, he's the son of a Coca-Cola middleman. Kiss when they listen, two brothers in arms. And if there's something wrong with this, they don't see the harm in joining their forces and singing along. See those rings on her toes? Check that frisbee in his Volvo. It's a Volvo with ancient plates. They've got a dog she named Trey, a retriever with a braid bandana around his neck. Trey has a window into their relationship. The baby Todd Boy is in the post passing a silk trip, but it all seems to function, at least in the dog's mind. Oh,
given. Feel that pulse, it'll make you move your feet. I'm going back to the streets, that's where I belong. I'm going back to the streets, and that's where I belong. Fast lane, got no money. Jazzman's trying to break down my front door. No brakes. Yeah, honey, I got to see the city lights once more. I'm going back to the streets, that's where I belong. I'm going back to the streets, that's where I belong. Too late for promises, too late for lies. Got to get myself back on the track. Upon familiar shore, I'm so spent that I can't fake it. Got to see the sunny lights once more. I'm going back to the streets, that's where I belong.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
If y'all feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm a hacking in your prison. Like a coin in your man, I am dented, and I'm spent with my treason. Take me to the pilot for control.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. 10:44 in the morning. You know, I always wanted to play that song as I was a kid, Mike, growing up, because Elton John is my favorite of all time, and I've had that release for a long time. But that came out on a box set that he put out some years ago in 1990, called To Be Continued. So that is just a little bit different. It's a UK release mix, and I don't know that anybody would notice unless they were an Elton geek like I am. But a great version of Take Me to the Pilot. Just before that, artist called Rudy Norman. From 2014, title track from his record called Back to the Streets. The Colonel was the next band, spelled K-E-R-N-A-L. In 2021, yeah, just last year, they had a record called Listen to the Blood. Think about that. No, forget it. I don't. That was called You Do You. Stephen Malkmus was the second artist in the set from a self-titled record in 2001. That was Jenny and the S-Dog. And brand new noise from Tiger Bomb. Linda Mandolin just sent it to me this week from a forthcoming album that's called Call on Me. All right, at 10:45, Ryan Doyen is in the building. He's going to be sitting in for something about the women. He loves doing that. I love doing it too when I get a chance. So he'll be up right after this next three-song set, starting off with new noise from Marcus King from his latest record called Young Blood. This is It's Too Late. It's WMFO Medford.
Ace of Spades reversed. Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Left it all behind. There's nothing to stop us. Don't leave me.
It's WMFO Medford, 10:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. I've been Mike for the past 2 hours, and I'm going to continue to be so. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, let me tell you. Sorry, Ryan. I'm an idiot today. All right.
Today?
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Started off that last three-song set with Marcus King, Just Ridiculous, from a brand new record called Young Blood. That was It's Too Late. Ryan, should we talk about that? Because
man,
floored us.
Yeah, he, you know, this is his second solo album.
27 years old?
26. Yeah, he just turned 26, yeah.
God.
Yeah. I had to look that up because I knew he was much, much, much younger than we were. But, you know, he's been with the Marcus King Band. He's got three albums with Marcus King Band. Then he's doing his solo stuff. And this new album was produced by Dan Auerbach from Black Keys.
Oh, really?
And nice. You can tell there's that influence. Whenever Dan touches something, you know, there's that heavy guitar influence. And he brings that style. And it's out on Easy Eye Sound, and actually, I don't think it is an Easy Eye Sound. I think Dan just produced it. But man, oh man, what a talent, right?
Yeah,
26 years old.
Republic Records.
Oh, Republic.
And you know what I noticed, and what I was saying, I was screaming to you because it was so loud in here. He's like doing that B.B. King thing where he's singing along with what he's playing.
He's actually singing the chords.
As 26 years old.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And a real unique voice, which is great because you know it's him.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate. I saw him live back in when he was in Newport a couple of years back.
I love Newport.
Man, he's something special. I mean, he's only 26. He's got decades left of music, and it's incredible to think about what he has left to show us.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe it. Okay,
I'm glad we're big fans of him.
I know it. All right, so Marcus King from the new record, again, called Young Blood. That's called It's Too Late. Oh, my God. All right, second song of the set, artist was Leslie Miller from 1985, from the original motion picture soundtrack to Midnight Cowboy. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Sure you do. That was called He Quit Me. And all right, the third song of the set, we need to have another dialogue here. Mr. Adam Sherman from 2001's record called Songbird, that was Hard Place. And the guy's just, he's pleading on there for whoever the lost love is to stay. And it just rips you apart. He is just incredible. Boston's own Adam Sherman from the Songbird record, again in 2001.
2001.
Hard Place.
Man, it's incredible. What's great about, you know, as you know, we're both music fans, obviously, DJs for a long time. But what's great about, like, Adam Sherman or Marcus King, like, they're creating music. Like, you say that song is from 2001. That could have been made today. You know, and that's the beauty of it, right? Like this music is so amazing. And
timeless.
It's timeless, and every decade you can play it, and you'd be hard pressed to figure out what year that came out.
Yeah, and it kills you just as much every time you hear it.
Yeah, it's
incredible. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I played that because I just can't believe how great it is.
Yeah, you know, and that also brings me to the fact that we both, you especially, you highlight local musicians, and you know the we are so fortunate to have so many amazing musicians in the New England area, and you know they get to be played from independent radio like this. They get their voice out there because of stations like WMFO, and they appreciate us being able to play them.
Yeah,
but I appreciate them more for creating this music. You know, it takes a lot of guts to be able to get